I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I don't care what breaks in your house. Find somebody who can fix it.
There are people on the planet that can fix anything that breaks in a house. Do not let the Home Depot trick you into thinking that you're a carpenter or a plumber this week. They brainwash these people. Use the tools that professionals use. Some people hear that, they think I can use the same tools they use. What the hell I need them for?
Go down to Home Depot, get all these tools. Get back home and you realize, wait a minute, I'm not a professional. Yeah, you left something at the Home Depot, skill. There's no skill aisle at the Home Depot. But they'll rent you any old dangerous piece of equipment. Show them a driver's license, you're qualified to cut your arm off, as far as they're concerned.
Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Ah, boy, oh boy. Here we are. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And, man, that comedian, by the way, that is exactly how I feel about home repairs. My best friend lives in Boston, and I don't know what happened to him. At some point in his life, he went from a guy with no skill like me to he just does everything at his house.
Okay.
He fixes stuff. One day he sends me a picture, and it's his entire side. Now, like I say, he lives in Boston, so their front yards are really big. And he lives in a house that's like 120 years old or 130 years old. And there's this really long walkway that was like cement slabs. That's like looks like a mini sidewalk that goes from the sidewalk all the way back to his house. And he just sends me a picture and it's all chewed up. I go, what happened? And he goes, I'm breaking it up. We're putting in a brick one. I go, who is? He goes, I am. I go, on whose authority? He goes, it's my house. I can do what I want. I go, not destroy it. And he goes, I know how to do this stuff. I go, you don't know how to do this.
Well, what you're describing isn't a difficult thing to
do. I knew you were going
to
say that. Well, I don't think I've ever said anything that you've said has been difficult.
Well, what you're describing is dig them out.
Right.
Put new ones in.
Lay brick in.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
I mean, unless you're concreting it in, I don't know how to do that part of it.
I mean, you have to mix the stuff up.
But you can lay brick without doing concrete. You could put small rocks in between.
I don't think he's doing that. I think where they live, I think you have to because of all the storms that come through.
Okay. Because I've laid a brick walkway before. And I just used really fine, I mean, teeny tiny rocks. And once it was all in there.
Yeah.
You lay it all on there and you just sweep it back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Never once will I have the courage to do something like that. I'm like, where did you learn how to do something like that? He goes, YouTube.
Yeah.
So I just watch YouTube and I learn how to do it. I go, oh my God, that's crazy. Like if I wanted that done, I wouldn't even hesitate to just pay somebody to do it, professionally.
I mean, there are some things I couldn't do and I wouldn't do.
I was like, how'd you even break up those cement slabs that were there for God knows how many decades? I'm like, you're not strong enough to swing a sledgehammer. What'd you do? He's like, I rented a jack.
Yeah.
I go, you rented a jack? I go, the only time you'll ever hear me rent a jack is if it's a guy named Jack. That will come and break all of the cement up and then lay the brick.
I will say this. I don't know that I could be a jackhammer person.
you'd be self-conscious about just how, this is shaking me too much.
No, it just seems like it would hurt your arms.
It does seem like it would hurt your arms. Yeah. And so loud. No, see? Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that you. I don't want.
I wouldn't be able to have the courage to do any of that stuff. But man, God bless the people who can. God bless the people who can. Now, I do want to throw an asterisk in there because Katie thinks she's one of those people. At one point, she did want to move her kitchen physically in her house until somebody had to be like, gas lines.
Yeah, I did. Oh. I did.
You did reach your wall with the words gas line.
Yes. See? I have my limits.
Now, that was before YouTube tutorials, though. So, like,
no, I wouldn't move a gas line. I get nervous about like, turning on a barbecue and opening the
just
the propane. Yeah.
That I'm sounds like, dangerous. It I'm sounds like,
is
very
it, is it on? Because if I push a button, it's gonna make fire. And,
yeah, I can see like but I can see you being like, I watched a YouTube video and you know, I'm not gonna do it. And I want credit for that. But moving a gas line doesn't seem that hard.
Okay. Can I tell you why I can't just learn stuff on YouTube?
Why?
Don't have the patience.
What?
These always men.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jer.
Mm-hmm.
Back with another tutorial on. Now, last time, don't forget to follow me on my Substack. It's like, Jer, when are we going to get to it?
Right.
I don't need a whole. Now, as you know, my wife Pam and I, when we moved into this, you know what it is? It's the online recipes of men.
I was just about to say that. It's the online YouTube tutorials for home repair shows how close men and women can actually be at times because of the recipes.
Online recipes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
My
I don't need a backstory.
Jan and I love to go blueberry picking. And it started when we were girls. And I remember I used to say, Mama, do I get to go to the Brambles? And she'd say, yes, my girl.
When I was little, my grandmother loved watching TV and the sunrise and her husband, her country and her husband and the sunrise. And it's like, how do I make a lemon bar? Come on.
Scroll down.
And then you're right. It's just like that, except instead of soft, touchy stuff.
Yeah.
It's all often like, you know, my dad didn't love me enough. But you know what he didn't know how to do? Fix a carburetor.
Right. So you know, before I left for the war.
Yeah. So anyway, so listen, what I'm trying to say is God bless all the home repair people.
Yes.
I see you walking around Home Depot when I go once every other month to buy air filters and I get to feel like a man.
Yeah.
I see that. Where are your PVC pipes? Yeah, good question. Yeah, where are those PVC pipes? I'm just here for air filters.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Harrison this morning. Good morning, Harrison.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you went on a first date that you probably thought was fantastic with a girl named Ellie. Tell us about this date.
Yes.
Let's start actually with, where did you meet Ellie?
We met online.
Okay. So where did you go and what did you do?
Yeah. So we decided to go to a karaoke bar and sang karaoke. It was awesome. We had a great time.
Something about karaoke that I just find as cringy as a social activity as it can possibly get. I don't think there's a single thing. If somebody's really good, I hate it. If somebody's really bad, I hate it.
Yeah.
Did either of you perform?
I did. She was going to, but she decided not to.
Got it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Let's talk to Ellie. You'll be able to hear our conversation. We're going to conference everybody together after that. Harrison's now on hold. Ellie, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. So you already know you're on for the second date update, and you already know that you're on for a date you went on with Harrison. He told us it was at a karaoke bar. Is that right?
It was at a bar that ended up doing karaoke, but it's not like a bar that, it's not like a bar that only does karaoke. It's not a karaoke bar.
Okay. I'm not sure why, but I feel like that makes it a little bit worse. But tell us why you were uninterested in a second date with Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a nice guy, like, paid for drinks and our apps, like, it was fine, but, like, I didn't know that we were doing karaoke. Like, the bar just started doing karaoke, and he says to me that he signed both of us up to do karaoke, and it just made me so uncomfortable because, I don't do karaoke. It's not something I would ever, like, choose to do. It made me really nervous, and I didn't end up singing, but, like, he sang, and he sang Pink Pony Club, and...
Okay, hold on. Now, if you take the fact that karaoke can be pretty cringy out of it, I bet Pink Pony Club is a really fun karaoke song.
Especially if a guy sings it.
If anybody does.
I don't know. It was very, like, embarrassing and cringy for me and, like, instantly gave me the ick. And I was just
I can't. All right. Let's bring Harrison on here. Harrison, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got to tell you, the only thing worse than karaoke is non-consensual karaoke.
Yeah, I would have guessed that, like, everybody was on board for karaoke, which is why I didn't think that the karaoke part of it was going to be the problem here.
It's a very, very...
It's niche.
Yes. It's not
like
for...
You have to seek out... Like, I feel like you sought this out. Like, karaoke isn't, like, a widespread thing.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to have a fun first date. I love karaoke. I thought everybody liked karaoke.
Oh, no.
No, they don't. And you should have asked me if I did, because I would have suggested, like, hey, let's not do that. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is something you're either into or you are absolutely not into.
Yeah. Yeah, and on top of that, it's... There's so many things that are, like, controversial first dates. I think karaoke is number one.
It's certainly up there.
I mean, we've been doing Second Date Update for a while, and we've heard stories about hikes / bike rides.
Oh,
that's a controversial first date. Or going to a bowling alley or skee ball, something competitive. I rank karaoke above both of those. It's just...
Especially if you're springing it on somebody.
Oh, my God.
If it's two people that enjoy it, fine.
Yes. So, okay, let me ask. Ellie, can we get past this first date? Because it's not like this is, like, just a personality disorder that he has. He cannot take you to karaoke again. Would you go on a second date if he promised to never take you to karaoke?
Honestly, no, because I can't stop picturing him singing Pink Pony Club.
No.
And it's just so cringe to me. Like, it really is just, like, so cringe that I really can't. Like, I can't. I really just can't think of anything else. Like, it was so, if you were there, you would have cringed too.
Yeah, probably.
But... I definitely would have. Oh. All right, Harrison, he's just quiet.
Yeah, what's he gonna say?
Well, I mean, like, hey, I mean... I get it, you know, but I really enjoyed my time with you. I had a great time hanging out. Like, I really found you to be very interesting and super pretty. And if you change your mind, I would love to go back out again.
Thank you. I just, like, maybe give me some time to, like, get over the Pink Pony Club then we can, like, reach.
I don't know that it's something you need to get over. How bad could it have
been? No, if you were there, you wouldn't be judging me right now.
All right.
Okay. Well, I feel like we all need time to get over Chapel Roan at some point or another in our lives, so I understand.
I feel like Chapel Roan needs to get over Chapel Roan sometimes.
Sorry, Harrison, we tried. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you've been following along with the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively...
The fact that we're doing this music is so fire, Gavin!
I don't even know what you want to call this anymore, but it is a war of words.
Yeah.
A war of lawsuits.
Kerfuffle.
That seems like it's never ending.
You know what we'll call it? A mishigas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And some of us love it, and some of us are over it. Well, a big thing happened yesterday. and you may not like this, Katie.
Okay.
As somebody who loves this. The judge dismissed Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit.
Okay. Hold on. Before we get excited.
Okay.
Is it just because of the amount, or did he just dismiss the entire thing?
You understand this stuff better than I do, so I'll just read it. Okay. The judge ruled that Blake Lively's accusations of sexual harassment were legally protected and immune from his suit. Mm. While the lawsuit alleged extortion and other claims, the judge allowed Baldoni to amend and refile certain allegations related to interference with contact. So this isn't dead yet, okay?
Okay.
Blake Lively...
It almost never is.
However, Blake Lively's lawyers hailed the decision as a victory and vindication. Lively had previously sued Justin Baldoni for sexual harassment and retaliation, claiming he launched a smear campaign against her. The trial for Blake Lively's own complaint against Baldoni is scheduled for March of next year.
Oh, man. Okay, so here's how I'm translating this as an internet attorney.
All right, yes.
As somebody
who... We are a lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
Yes.
And I've learned most of my legalese from Love After Lockup.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong either.
So I think what the judge is saying is, you can't say that she was slandering you because she believed you were sexually harassing you. She has every right to file that complaint and say, that is how you were making me feel.
Okay. I think you're right.
And it should be that way.
Right?
It should absolutely be that way. Like, if someone is sexually harassing me, and I believe they are sexually harassing me.
Like Kevin.
He won't even hug me.
No.
We sexually harass... under the label of the law, we sexually harass each other constantly. We're always like, take your shirt off. Okay. So, if anybody, woman or man, goes to their employer or management company or whatever and says, I'm being sexually harassed.
Yes.
And then the person that is the alleged sexual harasser goes, I'm going to sue you. You should have protections against that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what's funny is that one of the things that she accused Justin Baldoni of doing was sexual harassment and retaliation, right? Yes. She sued Justin Baldoni for sexual harassment and retaliation. Him countersuing her
does feel like retaliation.
Especially for $400 million.
Okay, he should have done like $500,000.
Right.
And I bet we could have just walked away and just went like, hey, not everybody gets along.
Right. So long, nice pool.
Right. Okay, so I agree with that part of it.
Okay.
I do still think that there are...
Because you're Team Baldoni.
I am Team Baldoni. And here's what I believe happened. Allegedly. Okay?
You mean like in general or with this story?
I think this is the landscape of what happened.
Okay.
This is what I think happened.
Okay.
I think... Are you laughing at me?
No.
Okay.
Never will.
Thank you. Unless I say something funny. So I think Blake Lively was too big for her britches.
Hmm.
And she thought she could steamroll Justin Baldoni into letting her rewrite this script. And she invited him to her home. And Ryan Reynolds was there. And Taylor Swift was there. And she said, but look at, they love it.
Right.
They love my script. You don't want to disagree with them. I think that absolutely happened.
Right.
Okay. I also think... Again, this is a legend, okay? I think there was a little flirty going on between the two of them.
Now, this is new.
Okay.
Breaking alleged news here. Breaking alleged news.
I think there was a little flirty. I think Justin Baldoni is just a flirty person. And I think Blake Lively thought he was actually flirting with her.
Okay.
So once he didn't do what she wanted... I think she, like, used his flirty nature, which I don't think was directed at her. I think there are some people that are... I could absolutely be described as a flirtatious person.
Okay.
Like, I when I laugh, I'll touch your thigh. And when I when I'm excited, I'll grab you.
Right.
You know, I think he is that way.
So do you think then?
So I think she weaponized that
with a lawsuit of sexual harassment.
I think when things didn't go her way, she got mad. And then she talked to Ryan. And Ryan said, but didn't he make you feel uncomfortable? And she said, sure did. Now, there are, oh, God, this is so complicated. There are, like, voice memos of him being like, and they're long. Don't send me a long voice memo.
Don't send me a voice memo.
Honestly, I'll sue you over that. Okay? Where he's going, hey, you probably have a baby on your tee right now.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
That's sexual harassment.
Okay,
so that just erases kind of like what you said. That sounds like your team, Blake.
I will say my coworker can't say that to me.
Right, you can't say that to...
If my boyfriend heard a man say that to me,
right,
he'd be furious.
There'd be a problem.
Of
course.
Because you've crossed a line.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. Guys, I don't know.
And we know, here's the best part.
Can everybody just give everybody a $400 million and we'll call it a day?
Here's the best part. We have to deal with this until March of 2026.
We have to, or we get to. Because he's going to amend this. And he's going to rewrite his statement.
Yeah, he is.
They're going to change the verbiage.
Yep.
Because both people are sort of right a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the complicated part.
I know. So anyway, stay tuned.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Time for us to hang 10 on The Wake Up Call. Man, we love it. Although we get to imagine that we're in Hawaii, sometimes it feels so realistic, like we're already there. Caller 17 is you, Liz. Are you there?
I'm here.
Aloha.
Aloha, Liz.
Aloha.
I'll tell you, I'm just seeing Kevin's categories. You're making the categories from now on.
Oh, okay, no.
Yes. It is. I don't know where her brain goes.
It goes everywhere.
It goes literally everywhere, okay?
All right.
I need you to know there's not a theme today.
Uh-uh.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because you guys got at me for summer theme.
Don't say you guys. I thought it was, I was along for the ride, Kevin. All right. Liz, have you heard us play Hang 10 before?
Yes.
Okay. So for anybody who doesn't know, it's three categories. You've got 10 seconds to name five things in each category that apply. Each thing's worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. And if you win, you get tickets to see Halsey at the venue on July 5th. All right, take it away, Katie.
Okay. Does she need a
practice
test?
Round?
Oh, yeah. Do you want a practice round?
No, I think okay. I got
okay.
it.
I love that.
The confidence.
I love the confidence. Okay. In 10 seconds, tell me five ways to waste time. Go.
Driving, rocking a baby, watching TV, laying down and sleeping.
I'll accept that as two different ones.
Yeah. Yeah, those are two different things.
All right. Now, your pacing, Liz, made me a little nervous on that.
Yeah, I know. I was freaking out a little bit.
All right. But listen, you got 5 out of 5. That was very good. Okay. Great first round. Interesting, Kevin.
Okay.
Again, Kevin came up with these categories.
Well, I got to tell you, the next category makes less sense.
Okay.
Okay. In 10 seconds. Name five extreme sports. Go!
Snowboarding, bungee jumping, skydiving, water skiing, jet skiing.
Okay, see?
Okay, so I'm not going to count bungee jumping as an extreme sport.
I'm not going to either. Tell me why.
Okay. Well, I don't think
it is an extreme sport.
I don't know how you compete at it.
I don't know how you compete at skydiving.
All of those are extreme sports because you're in the air. You're
no,
off the ground.
No, just because it's extreme
doesn't mean it's a sport.
So you do a quick Google search.
I'm gonna say no skydiving and no bungee jumping.
What about jet skiing? Is that a sport?
Yes, that is.
There are jet ski competitions.
Yeah, yes. And they like go off ramps and stuff. That is true.
I want to watch that.
Okay, well, you can.
All right. So we're giving
ESPN 14, I'm sure, shows it.
We're giving her 3 points?
We're giving her 3 points.
All right. Okay. Liz, our decisions are final. Stop arguing.
Okay.
You have 8 points. You only need 3 to win. Okay. I believe in you.
I'm going to go on to one of the more random categories.
Okay.
Okay. So we went from ways to kill time.
Yep.
Extreme sport.
Extreme.
Yeah. Now, in 10 seconds, tell me some 5 things you should keep a secret. Go.
Your weight, your marital status, your cheating.
Oh, what? Okay. I need to tell you, you got it under the buzzer. Kevin knocked his own headphones off because you said, and I'm not going to call you a tramp, okay? But you said your marital status and you're cheating.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us something?
Right. Is there something that you're not telling us?
No, this is a no judgment zone.
Right. Not your
you
house address.
Shame.
And no one's listening.
Right.
Well, I'm not married, and no, I'm not cheating.
Yeah, how dare you?
You're not cheating. Who are you sleeping with?
The silence is loud. When I thought of that category, I was thinking like PIN number, house address.
Oh, you know what? You little Jezebel. I love it. I love it.
Mahalo, indeed.
Mahalo, Shaka.
Liz, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to see Halsey. Bring whoever you want. She's going to be at the venue on July 5th. We're doing this all week. If you didn't win today, you might win tomorrow. Liz, thank you so much for playing. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
All right, stay on hold. She's spicy.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yes, and the jackpot is $280 on
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
All right, and caller 17 today is a little bit of a rematch, I understand. Justin, are you there?
I am here, along with my wife.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
Leticia.
All right,
what are you guys doing this morning?
We're carpooling on our way to Sacramento. Gonna go take care of business, going to work.
All right, I love that.
How cute are you? Okay.
So which one of you played Katie before in Are You Smarter Than Katie?
My wife.
And was it a win or a loss?
Say hi, wife.
Hello, I won.
You won. Oh, boy.
Yes, Leticia.
Right. Katie's leaving the studio right now. Congratulations. I think you already got in her head. Here we go. 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Question 1. Here we go. LA is still having daily protests that are growing in size against the recent ICE raids, and now hundreds of Marines have been called in. Celebrities are now getting involved, with Billie Eilish's brother Phineas getting pepper sprayed and Wyatt Russell, star of the Marvel movie Thunderbolts, going viral, begging the military to leave. What is Wyatt Russell's character in Thunderbolts? Is it Red Guardian, Sentry, or U.S. Agent?
Oh, boy. Red Guardian.
All righty. Question 2. Alex Cooper, the host of Call Her Daddy podcast, accused her soccer coach of sexual harassment, her college soccer coach of sexual harassment, when she played at Boston University, but nothing happened. Nothing came from that. Well, that came up in her new documentary, and it is now reopening an investigation. Interesting. True or false, Boston University's mascot is a Boston Terrier?
False.
Question 3. The Legend of Zelda is one of the most popular video game franchises in history, but no movie has ever been made. However, there are plans to make one, but fans are worried because the release date just got pushed off even longer. Who is the main playable character in the Legend of Zelda games?
Oh, man. You guys know how to hurt a guy this morning.
Well, let Leticia answer that. Three seconds. Three.
No clue.
All right.
What?
Question four. Amanda Seyfried was interviewed recently, and she said she's not happy about her involvement in the movie Mean Girls. She said it's because Paramount sells shirts with her photo and face on it, and she doesn't get a penny of any of that. What year did the movie Mean Girls come out? Was it 2003, 2004, or 2005?
Letty says 2003.
All righty. And question five, Wicked for Good, part two of the Wicked movie, is already killing it on YouTube. The trailer came out on Thursday, and it got 113 million views in 24 hours. If it kept that pace every day since Thursday, what would the total number of views be?
56 million 500.
It got 113 million views.
Now I feel like flashback of yesterday. How did the number go back?
Just trying to help. Are you sorry? Are you sticking with your number or what?
No, 565 million.
All right. Okay.
Oh boy, that's...
Kevin, please go get Katie. All right. Leticia is laughing at you.
You guys are fun.
Katie, come back in here. Sit with our friends, Justin and Leticia.
Yes, when I remember them.
When last you left them, did they get in your head?
Well, I don't like to hear that I lost already to somebody. Right. So It's not.
All right. Okay.
I'm already practicing what we have to say in my head.
Okay, I like that. I like to hear that.
You guys are on hold now. Here we go, Katie. Question one.
Okay.
The protests in L.A., they are still going on. They are still getting bigger. And they are against recent ICE raids. Now, hundreds of Marines have been called in, as well as the National Guard. Celebrities are getting involved. Billie Eilish's brother Phineas got pepper sprayed.
Okay.
And Wyatt Russell, the star of Thunderbolts, the Marvel movie Thunderbolts, went viral begging the military to leave.
Is he a celebrity?
I mean, he's the star of a movie. He's Kurt Russell's son.
Okay.
He's been in a bunch of movies.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've never heard of this kid.
What is Wyatt? He's not a kid.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's a full-grown man.
Oh, okay.
What is Wyatt Russell's character in Thunderbolts?
Okay.
Is it Red Guardian?
Okay.
Sentry or U.S. Agent?
I'm going to say Red Guardian.
You're going to say Red Guardian. That is what they said, and it is wrong. He plays U.S. Agent.
Okay.
Red Guardian is David Harbour. Question two.
You are saying so many words.
Alex Cooper, the host of the Call Her Daddy podcast, she played soccer in college at Boston University, and she accused her coach of sexual harassment, and nothing ever came of it.
Okay.
Well, that came up in her new documentary.
Yeah, so I've been seeing clips for that.
And it is reopening an investigation into that story.
What are they going to find now?
I don't know. True or false, though, Boston University's mascot is a Boston Terrier.
It better be.
So
yeah.
It is.
Okay, good. Because otherwise, what a waste.
I believe his name is Rhett.
Rhett?
I don't like that.
Question three. The Legend of Zelda, you've heard of that video game franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular, never been made into a movie. However, one is in the works, but fans are freaking out because the release date just got pushed off again.
Oh, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Who is the main playable character in the Legend of Zelda games?
I know this.
3 seconds.
Link.
Yes!
I'm actually shocked you knew his name.
Thank you to my cousins Ian and Matthew for never letting me win that game.
I thought you were going to say Zelda.
No, I'm no dummy.
Question four. Amanda Seyfried was interviewed recently, and she said she's not happy about her involvement in the movie Mean Girls.
Oh.
And the reason is because Paramount has continually sold shirts with her photo and her face on it, and she doesn't get a penny of that.
Oh, well, then sure. I mean, but also have a better contract.
Have a better contract. She did. She says it was my fault. I was young and dumb when I signed that contract.
I mean, that's how it works.
What year did Mean Girls come out? Was it 2003, 2004, or 2005?
Was it that long ago?
It was.
Meet in the Middle, 2004? Okay.
21 years ago.
I feel like it was like 2010.
Question five. Wicked for Good is already killing it. That's part two of Wicked.
Okay.
It's killing it on YouTube. The trailer came out.
Oh.
The trailer came out on Thursday, and in 24 hours, got 113 million views. Yeah, were you one of them?
Nope, but I'm about to.
All righty.
Wicked
for Good.
So good.
If it kept that pace every day
since
Thursday.
What was the number? I'm so sorry.
113 million?
Yep.
If it kept that pace every day since Thursday, what would the total number of views be?
And we're counting all of Thursday.
Total. Yep.
Okay.
How we doing?
669 million. God damn it.
565 million.
Do the math, Kevin.
Right. It's right.
You're a bitch.
For doing math,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You're lashing out.
Yes.
Justin and Leticia, are you there? Hello?
Yo!
Oh, there we go. All right, final score. You guys got one. Oh. Katie got three. Oh, Katie has redeemed herself.
Leticia, how does it feel?
How does it feel?
How does it feel to lose?
I think it was Josh or Justin.
Peter.
What?
Wow.
All righty.
You need a new phone.
What is it that you guys want to tell us?
We're simply not smarter than Katie.
Well, no, not today. But historically, we're 50-50.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. You guys have a great day at work. You're so fun.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Katie is really into something right now that she's never been into before. And the reason is actually for a pretty silly occurrence. What is it?
Do you guys know who are in the basketball finals right now?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Oh, Kevin, you do?
Yeah.
He's in sports.
Who is it?
Pacers versus OKC.
That's right. The Thunder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I really have no skin in the game.
Okay. Right.
I have been lured to the Pacers side through a marketing tactic.
All righty.
Oh, boy.
Through a marketing tactic.
Yes. Do you know what their new slogan is?
No.
Outpace everyone.
No. Oh. Pacers.
Hardly newer.
No. Pacers. Yes, sirs.
No. Is it really?
Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes, sirs. And I got to tell you, it's all I needed. It's all I needed to be an Indiana fan. Now I'm an NBA.
Well, I feel like that's why they lost.
No, well, they've been winning.
They didn't win the last
game.
Well,
I know that, but
and that's game two.
Well, they won game one.
So hot. I know, they won game one, but now they're at the home game, so maybe they'll do better.
Listen to him.
You're more sports than we thought.
I'm all in on sports.
Where
lately.
Have you been watching the games?
Bro it up. My bro's house. Grab a couple brewskis, watch some basketball, yell at the players when they do stupid calls by the judge.
By the judge. The ref.
Stupid ref.
This is more to do with gambling, doesn't it?
No.
No.
How much money have you put on? Who are you going for?
I was going for the Pacers till I heard you're a fan, so now I'm flipping.
What?
Yes, sirs.
Yes, sirs. feels so good to say.
By the way, we can probably revisit the gambling addiction that Kevin has.
Yeah.
But apparently, so I Googled this. This is very divisive amongst Pacers fans.
Okay.
So some people for years have been calling the Pacers just the Sirs.
Okay.
Which, again, it's two syllables, guys.
Right.
I know it's Indiana, but you can do two syllables.
Okay.
I believe in you. And some Pacers fans love it.
Sure.
Some Pacers fans are like, this is the dumbest thing ever. Somebody wrote, I'm looking at like a Reddit thread on the Pacers subreddit.
Okay.
And somebody said, I always thought just calling them the Sirs was dumb as S, but whatever. Here we are now.
I think it is so fun. Does OKC have a slogan? Not that I know of.
Right. Yeah.
You have to sing the whole song, O-K-L-A-H-O-F. No. They're not really doing that, but they should.
They should.
They should.
They should lean into the musical.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Nothing vibes better with the NBA than Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of saying it.
O-K-L-A-H-O-F. Oklahoma.
Rump. See?
Wow.
Yes,
I would root for OKC now.
Of course you would, you gambling addict.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you've been following along on the saga that is Katie trying to figure out her sleep problems on this show, we have reached, if not the conclusion, the near conclusion. The results from the sleep study she did are in.
Okay.
All right. Now, I feel like we've all been anxiously awaiting this.
I'm sure everybody.
On pins and needles, what are the results?
The results are really bad, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Really, really, really bad. I have what is considered severe obstructive sleep apnea.
Kevin!
We were right!
We are doctors!
Oh my God, see?
We did it!
We knew!
We knew!
Oh, Katie, see, we could have prevented this early if you just listened to us.
Wow! Think of how many years!
I know!
Wow!
The index for severe is starts at 52.
Uh-huh.
For 52 incidences in a night, right?
I don't know what it is. It just says the index.
Times your sleep is interrupted.
I'm at 380.
Oh, my God.
Katie. So I have 51 obstructive apnea episodes per hour.
That's almost one a minute.
That's, I even.
Okay. So part of it is,
that's what I'm shook. When they told me I had severe, I was like, oh my God, I can't be. But this,
I have,
Katie.
I have moderate sleep apnea.
Oh, wow. At least we're severe sisters.
Oh, my severe
but
sisters.
But you're way more severe. Like,
yeah,
probably,
I am.
Like,
yeah.
No, like severe 200 sisters. More episodes more.
This explains a lot.
Yeah, your tiredness.
Yeah.
Not just tiredness, your almost everything about it. Like, your immune system, your concentration levels, how you interact with other people.
Okay,
like,
the way I interact with other people is fine.
This is just generally speaking.
Right.
But, like, this is the key to unlocking the solutions for all of that.
Well, I'm not taking it very well.
Why?
I'm very sad about it.
Why are you sad about it?
Part of it is I was so sure that the sleep study was going to come back and they're going to be like, you're fine. I was so sure.
I mean,
they're
going to
be like, I don't know, you snore a little bit, blah, blah, blah. That's what I thought.
I think we all remember that confidence.
Okay. So part of it is I did not prepare myself for this. The other part of it is I don't want to be hooked to a machine at night.
Nobody does.
Like, it makes me cry.
Nobody does. It's not, it's not preferred. It changes your life. It really does. You're going to do so much better.
I know.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean I'm still not happy about it.
Yeah.
It does get in the way of cuddle time.
And what about like sexy time?
Oh boy.
Well, you wouldn't wear it during that, I'd imagine.
I know, but it's like, do I have to like take like it off my face?
If we're doing a middle of the night thing, yeah. You just do the bottom two. They're magnets.
I also don't want those lines on my face. Like, yeah.
So are you going to go and do a sleep study now?
So I'm, my doctor is now referring me to a sleep doctor. And based on the notes that I got from like in my patient portal, it sounds like I will have to go to the sleep study place. They fit me for a mask. I mean, you guys tell me.
I yeah. never had a sleep there.
I did that. I mean, it's like a little hotel room that's uncomfortable and they watch you.
Oh.
That's kind of what it's like. But you get all this data at the end of it, though, where and they're going to see, like, maybe the first study was not right, you know? But they're going to make you sleep with the mask and see if it's better.
And then wake me up?
They do wake you up, yeah.
Oh,
but I remember though, having hope that, like, oh, yeah, maybe the first study wasn't good. Okay, so you're going to put me in the mask and see if my sleep improves. Okay, yeah, there's a good chance, though, it didn't. And it really did. Yeah. Like, they showed me, like, all this data, and they're like, so you slept for, you know, solid this whole hour, and you hit REM here and here, and I was like, ah!
We have the Aura rings, and the Aura ring, like, tells you about your sleep, and it basically, when I open it every day, goes, bitch, it was bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like deep, like I almost never get into deep sleep.
Now, it's not going to be magic pill. You're going to have to get used to it. But when you get used to it, oh, I love it.
Does it make your mouth dry?
Yes, unless you put water into the device.
I mean,
well, if that's what you're supposed to do, then that's what I'll do.
Yeah, you're supposed to put water in it. I don't put water in it.
Are you going to say I'm attacking you too?
Yeah. I'm your severe sister, right. And you're attacking me just because I don't use mine.
It does bother me that you're severe and you also don't use your mask.
And look,
that,
I'm thriving.
Are we? But anyway, yeah, but if you could, do you sleep with your mouth open?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, that might change.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you a back sleeper or a side sleeper?
I've been told a lot recently I need to roll over, so I think I'm a back sleeper. Okay. I think I sleep on my back, yeah. And I just...
You gotta change that to the side sleeper.
Listen, we're here to support you. Sleep apnea community, text in words of encouragement for Katie, all right? I'm glad you had this information.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
So Miley Cyrus got heckled by her own fans at a Q&A session that she did at the Tribeca Film Festival. Now, why did this happen? This is a good story. And there's a stinger at the end of it that'll kind of put a whole different paint job on the whole thing. First of all, I'd like to play you some audio.
Okay.
So Miley Cyrus sitting on a stool with a moderator and... she's answering questions, and it's going on for a while. We're like 30 minutes into this.
Okay.
And the audience filled with her fans. And then they start getting rowdy. And then the recording picks up in the middle of the rowdiness. But just to give you an idea of what you've been here, what has been happening, it sounded like this.
Are you actually going to sing?
Somebody shouting out, are you actually going to sing?
Okay.
Are you actually?
Sing!
This is for her movie premiere?
And this is
for her movie premiere.
And it's like, she's sitting on a stage there.
Yes, it's a Q&A with a moderator about her movie, okay? And the crowd just screaming at her.
Now, are people going like, yeah, yeah, sing? Or are they mad at the person that screamed, are you going to sing?
No, they're all screaming, yeah, yeah, sing. Like, they're all really pissed off that she's not singing. Okay?
Okay.
People just shouting, sing the climb!
Miley friends are aggressive.
And Miley, just to shut everybody up. So then everybody starts singing along, and she doesn't sing much. She only sings about 15, 20 seconds of the song. And then she's like, okay, there. Can we go back to talking about my new movie now? The reason why this happened was because her fans showed up thinking it was a concert.
Now, why did they think that, though?
It actually gets worse.
Okay.
Turns out that these people paid money to be there.
What?
This was not free.
Oh.
And according to reporting, and all I have to go off of, $800.
A ticket?
What?
She better sing.
To be part of this very intimate evening with Miley Cyrus.
That's crazy.
See, I think that it was billed and sold to these people in a way that made them think, I get to go with just a few other people and see Miley Cyrus sing.
Yeah, who would pay $800 for a Q&A?
Yeah,
who?
About a movie that nobody's seen yet.
Who would pay $800 to watch Miley Cyrus sing?
I mean, I would, but like for a Q&A.
Again, for a movie that nobody's seen.
Yeah.
I would heckle her too.
Yeah, I think he's, I'm kind of with Kevin.
Yeah, sing Wrecking Ball, please.
Yeah. Party in the USA, bitch.
Jeez.
I paid $800.
That's Kevin.
Yeah. Are you actually gonna sing? $800
of people just being like, sing the clown.
Right. Damn it.
Do flowers. I'm not eating groceries this week for this.
Oh, God bless him.
And what's funny about it, too, is I'm sure it did the exact opposite of making people want to see her movie. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Lesson learned for everybody. If you're going, don't bill. Make sure it's very clear. Willis, we have Wake Up Call Live coming up, okay?
Yeah.
We want to make it very, very clear right now that it will, there will not be singing.
No.
All right. And if you're showing up with the expectation that we are going to put on a song and dance number,
then fine, we will. 5, 6, 7, 8.
There you go. Oh, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared. Bring me my tap shoes. I did bring them.
I keep them
everywhere.
Them in the car.
Tickets still available, by the way.
Yeah.
If you want, none of the VIP tickets are available anymore, but $20 starts at $20, way better than $800. Text the word live, LIVE, to 916-909-1065. No singing and no Miley. And that's all brought to you by Sacramento Hyundai, Sun Cruisers, Gingery Law, and Old Sugar Mill. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mixing it.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. And I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.